is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Nearly 44 million people are traveling this Memorial Day weekend, and many of them seem to be around Los Angeles.
Major gridlock on an LA freeway halting the Memorial Day getaway. Shut down for 3 hours during a police standoff. And those pulling into LAX just found another traffic jam. Brake lights outside.
Look at this line.
And these long lines inside. And it wasn't just Los Angeles.
TSA line was probably the longest I've ever seen it at Cincinnati.
Thursday, the TSA reported its second busiest day ever, screening just shy of 2.9 million.
CBS's Chris Van Cleve. Brian Hagerich, the American tourist arrested in Turks and Caicos for having ammunition in his luggage, is back home in Pennsylvania, just hours after he was given a suspended sentence and told to pay a fine. The State Department's Rena Bitter says U.S. citizens need to prepare so they don't end up in a foreign jail.
Just keep in touch with people. Let them know where you are so that if they need to reach you or if anything happens, you have folks who know where you're going to be at any given time. And then one other thing is thinking about purchasing travel insurance, again, in the very rare instance that you suffer a medical emergency overseas.
There is reaction to an American missionary couple being shot and killed by gang members in Haiti. BBC correspondent Cortina Perry reports that Kenya's President William Ruto says his peacekeeping police force should arrive in Haiti in about 3 weeks.
The arrival of the Kenyan police mission in Haiti had originally been timed to coincide with President William Ruto's state visit to the U.S. this week. But he told BBC News this was more of a hope than an expectation. He confirmed a small team of senior police personnel is already there, meeting Haitian leadership, local police and others in advance of the arrival of the larger 1,000-strong force, which President Ruto said could be within 3 weeks or possibly a month.
A New Mexico judge has rejected Alec Baldwin's request to dismiss the sole criminal charge against him in a fatal shooting.
The judge upheld the indictment that charges Baldwin with one count of involuntary manslaughter in the 2021 shooting death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins, rejecting defense arguments involving exculpatory evidence. Baldwin had earlier pleaded not guilty to the charge, which, if convicted, carries a maximum sentence of 1.5 years in prison. The judge's decision means Baldwin could go on trial in July. Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin underwent a medical procedure at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center Friday evening and has resumed duty after temporarily transferring power to his deputy. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth. And if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
A pioneer in the skies is retiring.
It was a United Airlines flight this week from Lisbon, Portugal to Newark that ended the 34-year flying career of Teresa Claiborne.
Number one, you have to know how to do your job.
And she did. She was the first black woman pilot in the U.S. Air Force.
That's what I tell people. Don't look for any handouts. Just go in there and do it.
Claiborne's also president of Sisters of the Skies, a nonprofit that mentors women of color looking to get in the cockpit.
You know, you work, and then at the end of the rainbow, there's a lot of color.
Steve Kathan, CBS News.
The groundwork for a major test of gene-edited wheat has begun in Australia. A state company is growing hundreds of varieties it says could be up to 10% more productive and make farming more sustainable. Advocates say gene editing could create more nutritious crops with higher yields, needing less water, fertilizer, and chemicals. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Some evening storms, otherwise partly cloudy overnight and lows in the low 50s. Sunshine returns for tomorrow and a high in the low 70s. Then another chance of showers and storms Sunday, high mid-60s. Memorial Day, sun and cloud mix, upper 60s, a few storms. Currently at 62 degrees.
Against modern jazz, unless you try to play it too darn fast, I lose the beauty of the melody until it sounds like a symphony. Radio Park to Johnson Park. Local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N. I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. Smile, I know she must be kind. Surround your daylight there.
Seasons crying, no despair. Alligator lizards in the air. Star waiting for the early train. Sorry, boy, but I've been hit by a purple rain. Oh, come on, Joe. You can always change your name. Thanks a lot, son, just the same. Venture Highway. Where the days are longer, the nights are stronger than moonshine. You're gonna go, I know.
WRJN. Hi, this is Don Rosen. Come wake up with me weekday morning 6 till 9 for local news and timeless hits. We'll also be talking with the folks who make our community what it is. That's weekday mornings here on WRJN, Hometown Radio Refresh. WRJN.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Your forecast for you and your community. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. We love Wisconsin weather and tracking it to keep you updated whenever it changes. Listen for our weather-ready stories so you're always prepared on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
I love my kids so much. I once sat for 3 hours in the cold rain to watch her soccer team lose by 18 goals.
I love my kids so much. I once used a tube to suck snot out of her stuffed nose at 3 a.m.
You win.
Love your kids? Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat. From toddlers to tweens, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat to find the right seat for their age and size. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Taunted me and he smiled, said, come and walk with me, come on, walk one more mile. Now for once in your life you're alone, but you ain't got a dime, there's no time for the fool. I just gotta get a message to you.
Say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Volman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Lightning, heavy metal thunder. dancing with the wind. And the feeling that I'm under. Yeah, I gotta go make it happen. Take the world in a loving embrace. Buy all of the guns and buttons. Exploding to space. Like a true nature's child. We were born, born to be wild. We can climb so high. I never wanna die. Born to be wild.
see what you're doing to me. When you don't believe a word I say,
news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
WRJN.
Yeah.
you gotta understand. Hey, yo. You're old enough to know the makings of a man. Hey, yo. Listen to me, baby, it's hard to settle down. Hey, yo. Am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end. Baby, that's you. Won't you wait? But till then, when I see your lips, baby, to be kissed, I can't stop.
I love lightning striking again. Lightning striking again.
Nature's taken over my one-track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for all lost time.
If she's put together fine, if she's in my mind.
In the pines, waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
love forever. But till then, if she gives me a sign that she wants to make time,
we'll be right back. is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. We begin in Haiti, where gang members abducted, shot, and killed three people, including an American missionary couple. CBS's Dania Backus has details.
Two of the victims, both in their early 20s, were Davy and Natalie Lloyd. They were working for Oklahoma-based Missions in Haiti, a nonprofit run for more than 20 years by Davy's parents. The third victim, Jude Montes, was the organization's local director. Natalie's father, Ben Baker, is a Missouri state lawmaker.
Their lives represent that true love and that deep